amazing passage. I think it's 66:2. He said that God speaking says, "This is the man that I esteem," or "This is the person that I esteem. He who is humble, who has a contrite heart, and who trembles at my word." That's the kind of person God's looking for. And so God gave Paul this. He actually got to look into heaven. What John saw, Paul. Now, here's what's interesting. I don't know if he saw, because he doesn't say he saw anything. Look at the text carefully. "I heard things inexpressible." Now, he couldn't tell anybody about it. He later explains that God gives him some sort of problem. We don't know what it is. A thorn in his flesh. A physical ailment or something. We don't know. Because the opportunity to get puffed up. But I'm telling you, Paul lived all of his life knowing it is definitely worth it, because I know what it's going to be. I know what it's going to be like in heaven. Now, I will tell you, in evangelical Christianity in America, if we line people up and you could get a ticket for "want to go today" or "want to wait," "want to go today" or "want to wait," about 99 out of 100 believers would say, "I want to wait." Because we get this perverted view of heaven, like it's sipping iced tea, not a lot to do, I don't really play.